I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. If you would please stand as we honor America, as our Wildcat Company will present the colors, and then I will lead you in the pledge to the flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you may be seated. Next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. As we move next to special reports and presentations, let me stop for just a minute. One of the things that the Board of Education does throughout the year, actually on a two-year rotating basis, is to work toward becoming a board of distinction. There are a number of things that the board has to do, from strategic planning to having retreat work sessions, developing and ensuring that our policies are up to date, and many other areas. Tonight, one of those areas is the board has to be evaluated by two board members who are a level three or beyond from another school district. So we are pleased tonight to welcome Susan Horn, who is a board member in Knox County, and Ms. Jo Williams, who is a board member from Anderson County. So thank you all for being here. Next, we move on to our good news segment. Again, this is just some of the good news that is taking place in the Oak Ridge schools. Dr. Hartman, we will start with you.
Okay, I'm pleased to bring news from Jefferson Middle School. Before the holiday break, Mr. Dodson's 7th and 8th grade students' elective art classes created guitar designs for a fundraiser sponsored by Dogwood Arts of East Tennessee. Over 130 designs were submitted from middle and high school students in East Tennessee. Only 20 designs were selected to be transformed into actual guitars. Of the 20, five of the chosen ones were from Jefferson Middle School. It's very impressive that our students were not only competing against high school students, but that five of those chosen were from Jefferson. The young Jefferson artists were Phoenix Raymond, Catherine Pickle, Hallie Campbell, Kennedy Tull, and Savannah McCarley.
Ms. Webb.
All right, news from Linden Elementary. We'd like to congratulate Ms. Lisa Buckner for being recognized as TSTA K-4 Educator of the Year. Congratulations to nine of our fourth grade students for being chosen to present at the Tennessee Computer Science Design Mini Challenge in Nashville. These students developed their own apps to support peer needs in schools. One of the teams took first place. Congratulations to Ms. Buckner and all of her students.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville. The Ramsway Assembly held on January 11th was a huge success. Teachers were given an opportunity to celebrate their students for individual achievements at the end of each term. The assembly also showcased students going above and beyond to exemplify the Rams Creed. It was a great way to not only recognize students in the Ramsway Award, but also students that earned straight A's and B and the AB Honor Roll. Also from Robertsville, the Young Adult Library Services Association selected Mr. Scott Smith as Member of the Month for January. As a librarian at Robertsville, Scott says being a librarian allows him to share his love of stories with tweens and teens. We are so grateful for his devotion to our students and school community.
Ms. Eagle.
From Willowbrook Elementary, the Rotary Club of Oak Ridge delivered over 100 dictionaries to all third graders at Willowbrook. They also donated books to our library signed by Rotary guest speakers. We are thankful for this partnership.
My good news is actually in person tonight. I've asked Chief Nichols to come in and give us a quick update on some of the great things the cadets at Oak Ridge High School are about to do and have been doing. Chief Nichols, if you would.
Thank you all for allowing me to be here. You did say quick and all the good things that we're doing at Oak Ridge High School, so I'll only take about six and a half hours to do that. on January 14th, against the advice of another instructor in Northeast Tennessee, who suggested that we just focus our efforts on the regional competition in Oklahoma City and not Daniel Boone High School, to which I ignored his advice, we left at 0400 the morning of Saturday, January 14th, and went to Daniel Boone High School and competed against, it was supposed to be 26 schools from six states, but it was more about 17 or 18 schools, and our cadets did a phenomenal job. We placed in just about every event except one. We were recognized as the most outstanding Navy unit, and we placed third overall. And that was against Marine Corps units, Air Force units, Army unit, and several other Navy units. So that was pretty awesome. And this Friday, again at 0400, we're going to depart for Oklahoma City. We're going to compete in the Area 9 regional drill competition against, I think it was supposed to be 10 schools, they're down to 8 now, schools in East Tennessee, or in Area 9 to go from East Tennessee out to New Mexico. And again, as I mentioned to Mr. Kalani, this is only our sixth year, and we're only 2 months into our exhibition drill, but we're hoping to go out there and break some hearts. And definitely goal number one is for the kids to have fun and take in the moment because it's about them. And two, beat Bearden. And because the kids feel that they were robbed at the qualifier, which was hosted by Bearden. And just to beat as many schools as we can. But the top two schools of this competition will go to Navy Nationals in Pensacola, Florida. So appreciate your prayers, thoughts, and well wishes to the kids. They've been doing a phenomenal job, working hard. A lot of them were in almost every single day over the Christmas break and practicing, honing their skills, and doing a phenomenal job. And real quick to the principals of the Oak Ridge schools, we are having a pancake breakfast on February 18th. We sell a lot of tickets. We have, for people that don't want to go, they can still buy tickets, and there's a little box on there for people to check and donate the tickets. So I know we have taken in the past tickets to Willowbrook. So if you are interested, for you to distribute out to needy kids. So if you're interested in that, please let us know, and we'll make sure that we get you some tickets to your school and give those to families in need. So again, that's just a scratch in the surface of what these kids at Oak Ridge High School and JRTC are doing for the school, for the community, and for the Navy. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Chief. Much appreciated. Dr. Borchers.
Yes, I've got some good news. It's School Board Appreciation Week in the state of Tennessee. So we celebrate our board all the time. We say we have one of the best boards in the state, best board in the country, and I know I've got the best superintendent job in the country for sure. But I'm going to go ahead and read this proclamation, and then we'll acknowledge our board. This is from the governor. Whereas an excellent public education system is key to our state's continued prosperity and success, ensuring the quality of life for Tennessee's communities and the economic development of the state, and whereas our local boards have demonstrated a strong commitment to quality public education by securing necessary resources, promoting academic standards, and fostering partnerships within communities, and whereas school board members support and appreciate the efforts of students, educators, and administrators who diligently encourage students to graduate high school prepared for the workplace, and whereas the men and women of our local school boards are elected by the people to make decisions most appropriate for their communities and deserve recognition and thanks for their countless hours of service to public education in Tennessee. Therefore, the Governor Lee of the state of Tennessee proclaims January 22nd through the 28th as School Board Appreciation Week in Tennessee and encourages all citizens to join him in this worthy observance. This board is an incredible board, totally focused on students and families and staff, and always are making decisions based on the needs of students. So please help me thank our school board for the wonderful job that they do.
Thank you. But as we said, I think at our last meeting, those of you here and those of you who are not here, but our staff and our teachers and our administrative staff make our job very easy, and we're very fortunate to work for this school district. Talking about some of those teachers and administrators, next item on the agenda is the recognition of Teachers of the Year, Teacher Assistants of the Year, and Principal of the Year. So we're going to recognize them in just a couple of moments, but before we do that, Dr. Williams is going to tell us exactly how these individuals got to this point.
Thank you. Each school holds a selection process, and all of these great teachers were selected by their peers from the school selection process. So each school then has a Teacher of the Year and a Teaching Assistant of the Year. From there, those applicants send us a little more information, and they answer questions like, how do you know that your students are successful in your content area as a result of your instruction? Or describe a project or initiative you helped create which contributed to the improvement of overall school culture. So we learn a lot about all of these applicants, and we have a district committee that comes together, reviews all of these, and selects our district level Teacher of the Year in three grade bands, K through 4, 5 through 8, and 9 through 12, and then our two Teaching Assistants of the Year from the primary and secondary levels. The Principal of the Year is a process in which all of the administrators get to vote, and they are, again, selected by their peers as Principal of the Year. All of these district winners will go on to the state-level competition for Teacher and Principal of the Year.
When I call your name, we could be here for the rest of the evening if I read all the accolades that go with these individuals. So I'm going to be very brief, but you've heard how they got here, and I'm sure each one of these individuals would tell you that they are just part of a great system, and they represent those teachers who do an outstanding job in our district every day. So I'd like for you to come up and line up in front of the podium. The good news is you're not going to have to say anything unless you choose to, but you're not going to have to do that at all, so don't worry about that. So we'll start first with the pre-K through grade 4 Teacher of the Year, Billy Goldston. Billy has been a teacher for 4 years in Oak Ridge and 22 years overall. She is currently teaching third grade at Glenwood Elementary School. in the grades 5 through 8, Lisa Webb. Lisa has been teaching 6th grade social studies at Jefferson Middle School for 24 years. In grades 9 through 12, Elizabeth Berry. Elizabeth has been teaching high school French for over 18 years in Oak Ridge and 28 years overall. Teacher assistants, elementary, Lisa LeBay. Lisa has been in her current position at Woodland Elementary School for 9 years as a full-time special education teaching assistant. She has 16 years of experience in the Oak Ridge schools. Secondary, Cersei New. Cersei has been in her current position as a special education teaching assistant at Robertsville Middle School for her full 35 years in Oak Ridge. Now, this isn't written here, and she probably knows I'm going to do turn back around, that I'm probably going to do this. Of those 35 years, I had the great opportunity to work with Cersei at then Robertsville Junior High School. One of the multiple other duties that Cersei did during that time was the cheerleading coach. Cersei and I got to take many exceptional bus trips during basketball season. But one thing I could always count off, when Cersei fixed a meatloaf prior to getting on the bus for our trip, she would always have a very juicy cold meatloaf sandwich. Those are the best. I have very special memories, and Cersei is a very special person in my life as well. So we move on next to the Oak Ridge Principal of the Year, Miss Jennifer Laurendine. Jennifer is in her second year as principal at Willowbrook Elementary School. She has been with Oak Ridge Schools for 9 years, serving most recently as the vice principal of Jefferson Middle School. Previously, she held positions of district-wide coordinator of school health and JMS dean of students. Ladies, I get to use this because I thought of it. We had a theme in the state last year that education makes dreams come true. And you all are doing that every day, every single day. Let's thank them for this recognition that they're receiving tonight. And the other good news, you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting if you don't want to, except for you. I kind of hate it when the crowd leaves, don't you? Next on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized if you wish to speak at that time. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving next to items for action. Item A is budget transfer number one. This is the second reading. We had the first reading at our last meeting. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of budget transfer number one.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As we shared at the last meeting, this is what we typically call our mid-year spend after we look at a lot of our budget lines, and I'll just read a few of the things that we're purchasing out of this mid-year spend. We'll have a track sign, paving at Blankenship Field, concrete pad at baseball field, carpet for RMS library, some medallions, signage for RMS, marquees for Glenwood and Linden, and then a local match for a safety grant that we received, and then a couple of other positions and various things.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the extension of the superintendent's contract. This is a motion that will come from the chair, and I will recommend approval of the extension of the superintendent's contract. Do I hear a second? Second by Ms. McLean. Board members, we have reviewed and evaluated the superintendent. With the exception of Dr. Hartman, who came on the board just in November, so she was not asked to participate in the evaluation. Board members have also had, if they have chosen to meet with the superintendent to discuss the evaluation or other topics surrounding his employment. So with the motion on the floor and a second, any comments from any of the board members? If we vote to extend the superintendent's contract, by law, this extension is for a one-year period, which keeps the superintendent's contract at 4 years. So we're actually voting on a one-year extension of the superintendent's contract. And I'm pleased to announce that he has agreed to this extension of the contract, and Dr. Borchers, I could go on and on, as members of the board could as well, but your leadership is exemplary. A good leader, as we know, has a good team behind them. And I know you would be the first to compliment those members of your team for what they do in support of you and in support of the Oak Ridge Schools. So the leadership and finding that good team and putting that good team together is very important. But the direction and the steps that you have taken the Oak Ridge Schools since you've been here, which actually will be starting with this contract your 11th year. That's seems great. Like just yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
We greatly appreciate all that you have done to give the opportunity for our staff to grow and therefore the opportunity for our students to find success. And all that, as we know, all that goes together to make that happen. So we are greatly appreciative of what you do for our district.
Thank you.
And would add, only not just recognized here, but recognized across the state of Tennessee for your efforts as well.
Appreciate
so thank
that.
You for that.
Thank you.
So the motion on the floor is the approval of the extension of the superintendent's contract. Please cast your vote. Motion Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item C, is Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Just a very minor change. If you go to page 4 of this policy, we're just asking for those students that want to graduate early that they do that prior to their senior year rather than after the first term. We just want to make sure we don't miss anything. And as Dr. Williams shared with me, this is fairly normal for all high schools in the region. We just think this will be a better timeline to make sure all students get what they need.
Comments or questions from the board? Ms. Eagle.
When do they register?
They are, I don't have the official date set for this year, and they're working on the APG for the high school now, but they will register in the spring. And so by doing this, making this change, for a student who announces they want to graduate early, those counselors can make sure if there's a needed course, they're enrolled in that correct course to be able to do so instead of being in there and not having what they need.
Hearing no other comments, please cast your vote for approval of Board Policy 4.605. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item D, FY24 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this grant has traditionally provided funding for 5 pre-K classrooms that provide service to 100 four-year-olds. This year, we're getting the grant approval, and then the budgetary amounts will come in. So a little reversal, but typically we get the 5 pre-K classrooms funded through this grant.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote for approval of the FY24 Preschool Pre-K Grant. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item E, reclassification of a 1.0 physical therapist assistant position to a 1.0 special education coordinator position. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the reclassification of a 1.0 physical therapist assistant position to a 1.0 special education coordinator position.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see, Mr. Stoltz has a very detailed memo here talking about aligning this position to the current needs of special education students. And as you can see there, it won't be paid out of general funds. It'll be paid out of federal IDEA B funds. And then I think more importantly, that second to last bullet, we've got over a dozen special education teachers with 1 to 2 years of experience. And as Mr. Stoltz says here, having someone being able to touch base with them, talk about IEP meetings, running IEP meetings, this is critical to align this position to those resources.
Comments or questions? Dr. Borchers, and you alluded to this, the fact that we have that number with that amount of experience, has that been caused by increasing the number of people needed in these positions or just turnover?
I have to ask Mr. Stoltz that. Do you have any idea, Mr. Stoltz?
Yeah. If you would.
Good evening, guys. It's actually both. We've had some retirements. We've had to increase some positions. And then, being totally honest, we've went out and looked for the best special educators we can find. And sometimes that's people fresh out of college.
That's good to know.
Yes, sir.
Good to know.
We have a great SPED staff here, and I'm humbled to be a part of it.
While he's here, any questions from any of the other board members? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the motion on the floor is the reclassification of a physical therapist assistant. Yes. Oh, yes, sorry, I didn't see your hand. If you'll come up, sorry.
My name is Erica Johnson. What else did you need from me?
Your address, please.
108 Greenwood Lane in Oak Ridge.
Thank you.
I agree with this, but I think the schools need more special education teachers. I don't understand how two teachers can service a whole school. It's just not calculating for me how two teachers can service so many students in one day or in a week, because they have to touch each student sometime during that week for so many minutes. And I don't know all the IEPs, and I don't know how long they have to be with them, but I'm sure it's at least 30 minutes. I would like to see more. I think the teachers are just loaded with a lot of things to do, and I think they should have assistance in the classes to help them, because I don't see how the teachers can assist the special ed students. Even if they have more than one student, I don't see how they can assist them. A subject is only like 50, 45 minutes. They have to assist them, especially the ones who have to have reading assistance. And she has to teach the class, and she has to go around and help other students. I don't think the teachers have enough time to do that by themselves. I do agree with this, but I think there should be more help for the teachers in the schools.
Thank you for that comment. And we're aware of what you speak to. And one of the things that we're facing, just for your information, is the, and correct me if I misspeak right here when I say this, I don't think I do, the number of special education students that we are seeing is increasing dramatically. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, sir.
Working to get that balanced out takes some time, but I appreciate your comments. Anyone else? Then, please cast your vote for the reclassification of the therapist assistant position to a coordinator position. Yes. It gave me all kinds of little messages down here. Well, once again, it's always, I'm going to start putting my computer somewhere else at home. I think things get in it while I'm not paying attention to it. I don't know. Motion passes unanimously. Item F is approval of the 2024-2025 district school calendar. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 2024-2025 district school calendar.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to turn to Mr. Lay for a review of this.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Borchers. As in the past, we just had an excellent calendar committee group. We had a representative from each school, and before you, you have the recommendation for the 2024-25 school calendar. This calendar actually mirrors this year's calendar to the T. We started the process the same way, like I said, selected our committee members or basically asked who our volunteers would be. We met. They went back to their schools and asked for preferences in regards to this school calendar. We sort of speculated from day one that teachers were really happy with our current calendar. We felt we may not get a lot of recommendations, and we didn't. As you noticed, the survey that we sent out really was a little bit different this year. It was almost a fact-finding survey as much as a preference. When it was all said and done, we looked at the survey results. We looked at this calendar, and I guess for the first time possibly ever, we really did not have an option B. If we would have created an option B calendar, it would have been going against the preferences that were communicated in the staff survey. So we just felt it just really didn't make sense. And the perfect example would be winter break. December of 2024, Christmas Day is on Wednesday of that first week. So we would have the option for an optional calendar vote. Let's go to school on the 23rd. We know that's not going to be popular. We have been, told many times that they want that full 2 weeks because you get 3 weekends. So basically, situations like that, the committee just basically demonstrated wisdom, and we said there is not a calendar option B this year. So this is the calendar that we are presenting to the board.
Comments or questions from the board? I know one of the things that we continue to strive to do is to balance out those quarters, and we're really close. The first quarter is a little more, but if you're going to have a quarter that's more, that's probably the one to have.
Yes, when you look at basically, for instance, handing out computers, collecting forms, orientations, that's not a bad situation. And we even looked, we have, and what is the number here? We are sensitive to our staff members that basically have children or husband, wife, they're in other school systems. And basically the survey showed that we have 85 individuals who are in other school systems. We try to align our fall and our spring break so that we'll align with Roane County, Knox County, Anderson County, and Morgan County. And sometimes we can do that. In this calendar, our fall break will not align with all those counties. But if we were to move the fall break a week, you would have a 53-day grading period compared to a 40. So you think about those students that have that 9-week class, that they would really lose out. So once again, we are sensitive to that, and we will try to do that each and every time. But there are times the calendar just will not allow us to do that. So.
Thank you. Motion on the floor is approval of the 2024-2025 district school calendar. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G is approval of the Oak Ridge High School aviation pathway. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Oak Ridge High School course request in the aviation career pathway.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
The board can see the attachment, but I'm going to just read some of that so the public can hear it as well. This industry sector represents over 11% of the gross domestic product and is among the fastest growing of all sectors. There will be a growing number of career opportunities in a variety of professional and technical occupations, as well as high-wage, entry-level occupations that can provide career advancement opportunities. Aviation programs prepare students for a range of possible aviation careers, such as pilots, aircraft engineers, air traffic control specialists, aircraft mechanics, or airline statisticians. So very, very excited that we'll be able to offer this program up at the high school.
Comments or questions? Are you going to sign that? Ms. Eagle.
Do I understand that students will actually be able to study for and get their private pilot's license as part of this?
That's our goal. Dr. Cross, that's correct. Yep. Very exciting.
I started my flying lessons last week. I'm excited for these kids.
Other questions? I noticed reading through that, obviously, we have in, I think there'll be no question that there'll be interest, particularly already with some of the things we have going on at the high school that relate to that. Finding an instructor will be an issue, perhaps, but obviously we've got to have one before mm-hmm. we can have a class. So what would that process look like?
We're having those conversations right now. Dr. Cross has some, we think, positive leads that could possibly work for us, but that's part of what Dr. Cross is working on behind the scenes. But, yeah, having that right person is definitely critical, as it is in a lot of those different areas.
All right. The motion on the floor is approval of the Oak Ridge High School Aviation Pathway. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H is the purchase of digital marquee signs for all elementary schools. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 4 marquee signs from Golden Rule Signs, LLC, in the amount of $93,903.68 for the district elementary schools.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, we've had the new pre-K signs, the high school signs. So we were intending on doing, we did the middle school signs, and we were intending to do 2 elementary school signs this year. But because of our mid-year spend, which you saw earlier, we're going to do all 4. So very excited about that. I know we were talking earlier. I mean, it's just going to look a lot different when you drive by our elementary schools with these new signs. So we're very excited.
Somebody said this at our last meeting, or when we were talking about this last, the people that really like this are those who had to go out and change the letters on those
absolutely.
Signs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Motion on the floor is approval of the digital marquee signs for all elementary schools. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of a truck for the mobile STEM lab. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval to purchase a truck for the mobile STEM lab in the amount of $38,513.80.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
The board has the memo, but I'm going to read through this so our public, again, has that information. This truck will have the capability to take the learning from iSchool to our feeder elementary and middle schools, as well as to our community after-school and summer clubs, such as Boys and Girls Club, IACME, ACE Manufacturing Boot Camps. In addition, we can potentially use the mobile lab for just-in-time training for adult learners in local manufacturing sites in partnership with post-secondary partners such as TCAT and Roan State. And then you see the potential student reach there, you know, pre-K, that's about 2,000 students, grades K, 5, 8, 1,600, and then obviously the high school 1,600 and up to 50 student adult learners. So very excited to see this come together. Lots of work by Dr. Cross and Dr. Buckner, but this is all part of that iSchool grant that we were approved by the state.
Comments or questions? Mentioned, or you may have just mentioned this, but it was mentioned in the packet about how this might even become available to industry in Oak Ridge. What are we looking at? How would that?
Yeah, Dr. Cross, can you speak to that a little bit? How that could be used? Yeah, if you could.
So initially, the way I see that happening, Dr. Buckner and Mr. Egel have been working with the ACE boot camp with manufacturing with Roan State. Roan State, TCAT are always doing just-in-time manufacturing training for people on the job, but they're introducing brand new skills with 2 scale models of the larger equipment. So if we have a 5-axis CNC mill, we've got a tabletop version that teaches those same skills. So they can take those out on the road to any kind of learner. So whether they be a young learner or a, you know, middle high school or adult learner, the skills that they're learning on what we can take out to the community are good in the workplace and training for the workplace. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And this, besides doing that, it mm-hmm. seems this begins also to open up even more possibilities for opening more doors for that relationship with business community, mm-hmm. professional community, and
absolutely.
So forth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I believe that you are a victim of my truck selection process, and what made this truck easy for me to pick was the fact that it gives us a $12,000 discount off list price. The second thing is one of the most popular machine tool companies in East Tennessee is the Haas Company. They make a little desktop mill that comes with the full-blown interface of their big machines. And so I can build a mobile lab where we can go out to companies that are getting new Haas equipment or they're using existing Haas systems, and we can teach them with this lab how to run their existing machines better. Okay? And so what we're doing is we're getting a very common interface. We're making that common interface mobile. And so when you enter this trailer, what you're going to see is exactly what you would see if you got $140,000 or $150,000 machining center.
Great. Sounds exciting.
Very good.
Other questions? Motion on the floor is a purchase of a truck for the mobile STEM lab. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving next, we move to items for information. First, a financial report. The board members have had a chance to review that. Any questions? Or Ms. Van Dyke, any comments? Hearing none, we'll move to items for discussion. Old business, new business, communications, reminders for the board, and some information. Wednesday of this week, the board will be doing a board visit to Woodland beginning at 8:30. Into February, the board will be attending the Legal and Legislative Conference on February 16th and 17th. And then our next board meeting will be February the 27th. I would just mention that this Wednesday from 1 to 3, I think, at Robertsville, they're having intruder training for the subs. Is that right? That's right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Great. That's great. Okay. So, Dr. Borchers, anything else?
I know. We're having a great few weeks here and excited to keep our momentum going with continuous improvement.
Any final comments from the board? Ms. Williams and Ms. Horn, thank you all again for taking your time being here tonight. Thank you all for being here with us. Thanks for those who are watching. Lynn, thank you, as always. Travis and Dave, thanks for keeping us on the air back there, I hope. And we stand adjourned.